Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I'll be hosting tonight's February 4th, 2008 More Success Team Prepaid Legal Special Group Training Call. We host this call the first Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on this call, we focus on the group training aspect of prepaid legal. We use it as a valuable training tool to help you and your teams be more successful in the group marketing division. Before I introduce tonight's special guest speaker and trainer, I want to remind everyone to make sure and attend the upcoming APT Advanced Product Training that will be held in your local marketplace this Saturday, February the 9th. To find out the date, location of your local APT, go to your prepaid legal website and just simply check or click on your state. Most all of them are held this Saturday. Some have some next Saturday. But for those in Oklahoma, of course, Kansas, Missouri, Texas, and the surrounding states of Oklahoma, the APT at the home office in Ada, Oklahoma, will be featuring the number one money earner in prepaid legal, Mr. Dave Savona from Georgia, and the founder, CEO, and chairman of the board of prepaid legal, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. So this will be a very, very exciting event. If you have anyone close at all, or if you're able to attend, you need to get to this APT. I think it'll be one of a kind. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce tonight's special group trainer. He's a Platinum 7 Executive Director, a $250,000 ring earner. He's a regional manager from Ada, Oklahoma, also the number three top producer for 2007 for the entire company, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
Yes, I am, Dad.
Okay. Take it away.
All right. Thank you. Well, guys, it's really exciting to be with you all tonight. I know there's folks from all across the country with all different backgrounds and experience level in prepaid legal. I heard some of my favorite people, Ms. Linda Bowden and Jimmy Parrish, on the call. We're excited to have you guys leading me by example because you guys are truly getting it done out there. But to let you guys know a little bit about my background, I started with prepaid when I was 22. I was straight out of the Army. And I actually was able to move into my papa, Mr. Ken Moore's house, and live with him. And the way I was exposed to group marketing was he didn't want me having to live in his house very long, and he knew there was some way to make some instant money, some quick money in prepaid legal. And so I've always built my prepaid legal career. I do group marketing during the day, and I build my business. I do the networking at breakfast, at lunch, and at the evenings, whether it be POBRs or business briefings. Anyway, so I've always that's the way I've always worked my prepaid legal business. And you know, I was thinking when I was getting preparing for this call tonight, and I was thinking, you know, some things for a brand new person. What I did that allowed me to. Stephanie and I mean, I've written over 5,400 personal memberships and helped Stephanie. She's written almost 1,000 herself. So between the two of us, we're right at 6,500 memberships in a little less than 9 years now. Basically opened dozens of groups ranging from two to 2,500. So I've called on just about every different type of account, worked in a lot of environments. I guess the biggest company that I work with, they, like I said, has got about 2,500 people. So that's a little bit about how I got started and my background and experience in this. But, you know, the number one thing that I would recommend to a new person or anybody in prepaid legal for that matter is you must learn your presentation and practice it over and over and over. And not just your presentation, but you need to learn your approach and practice it over and over and over again. And the technique that I was taught to do, and I still recommend doing this today, is Papa got me a little tape recorder. You know, you go down to Walmart and pay $10 or $15 and get a little cheap tape recorder and just say your presentation or say your approach into that and then rewind it and listen to, because a lot of times when we think we're saying something, we don't really realize what's coming out of our mouths. But it's amazing that you can, because we're our own worst critic, and if you'll listen to yourself, you can perfect that presentation, you can perfect that approach, and do it over and over and over again, and then after you get the presentation down, try standing and looking at yourself straight in the mirror, and give the presentation to yourself and give that approach to yourself. And when you master those two skills, you know, the rest of it's a piece of cake. But another thing in your presentation that I was taught how to do it early on is, you know, you need to be able to have a 5-minute presentation perfected. You need to have a 10-minute presentation perfected. You need to have a 15, a 20, or a 30-minute presentation, all of them perfected, so that, you know, it doesn't sound rehearsed. It doesn't sound, you know, so it comes out smooth. It comes out natural. You don't look like a salesman per se, but you need to know your information, and because group marketing is a professional environment. It's a very professional environment, and I think the worst thing we can do as prepaid legal associates is not take it and treat it in the professional environment in which it needs to be. And so those two little things, those two little tips, using the tape recorder, looking yourself in the mirror, can go a long ways in determining your success in group marketing. Another thing, like I said, is professional environment. So you need to be professional. You need to look good, feel good, and smell good, because you're not only representing yourself or your community, but you're representing a, you know, a 35-year-old New York Stock Exchange company. You know, this thing is relatively still unheard of, but you need to know the environment from which, you know, from where we're coming from here in 8 Oklahoma. So, again, you know, practice that presentation, learn it inside and out. Know how to give a 5-minute overview to a 30-minute overview. Be professional. You know, the thing I recommend for a person just getting started in group marketing is go with someone who's already out there in the field doing group marketing. That's the way I learned. That's the way I teach, you know, all my top leaders on my team. I personally took them around and field trained them, and now they're doing it with their organizations. And that's the best way to duplicate yourself, and it's a great motivating factor. It's easy not to call on a group or a client or a company if you're by yourself, but when you have somebody there with you, they can help hold you can hold each other accountable. And also, when you do that approach, when you do that presentation, you have somebody to plan, do, and review. You have somebody to, you know, to as soon as you guys leave that appointment, to bounce things back off with. What did we do right? What didn't we do right? What did we say here? What should we say here? And so it's the number one, as far as most productive thing you can do in crude marketing is find yourself a workout partner. If you're brand new in the business, I encourage you to get with somebody in your local market that is already doing group marketing and align yourself with them. Like I said, I know Ken Moore is a perfect example of how you can build a huge successful organization through group marketing by doing field trading. We have some folks on the call. I heard Linda Bowden on the call. I know you can use Harold Pencil, for example. You can use Millie Baker, for example. You can use Randy Moore, for example, or myself, for an example, or Kyle Kimbrell, for example. All of these folks that Ken Moore personally field trained, and that is really, really important in your prepaid legal group marketing career, in my opinion, is to have that person there with you, number one, to hold you accountable. And I think that's a big key in all of prepaid legal, because you don't have a boss. You're in business for yourself, and so you need to have some accountability factor there. And I think Mr. Parrish and Ms. Bowden will both agree with me that it's really important to have that workout partner in group marketing. As far as prospecting is concerned, I encourage everybody to start small. Start small. Just call on the companies that have 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 employees or less. That, for one, it's easy to get to the decision maker the fastest. You can get in. You can talk to the person you need to be talking to at that time. You can do your presentation. If they say yes or they say no, they can usually make a decision right away. And so it's very time efficient that way. Until you really get seasoned in this business, and still today, if I'm going to go cold call on the company, I want to cold call on the company with 50 employees or less. For one, it's fast, it's easy. You can get in, you can get out, and that's what group marketing is all about. Just getting in there, doing the presentation, collecting apps, sending them to 8 Oklahoma, and getting a check, and then of course you follow up as well. But you know, start small. For number one, as you're just starting out, if you mess up on a company with five people, that's not that big a deal. But if you mess up on a company with 500 people, that's a big deal. So, you know, start small. Don't go tackle those big whales out there. Just focus on those companies with 20, 15, 10, 30 people. You know, I wouldn't even recommend calling a company with no more than 50 people. And there are literally thousands of companies within your local communities that have that's the size of companies that they are. And so that's definitely the type of groups to call on. Also, start with your warm market. Who do you know that are managers, owners of businesses? Those folks you already have a personal relationship with, they're going to sit down and they're going to talk to you. And as you're just starting out, you're not going to be as good just starting out as, say, a Jimmy Parrish is 9-plus years into his prepaid legal career. And so if you start in that warm market, you're going to get the appointments and you're going to get the time to grow. Also, another place to go is go back to the people who you've already sold personal memberships to. You know, back in the old days, I know back in the 80s and early 90s, you couldn't even call on groups in group marketing until you had 100 personal sales. And I still recommend people sell personal memberships before they start trying to do group marketing, because you can go back to those personal members you sold, and all of them have a boss. All of them have a connection with an HR director. They may be business owners already themselves, and if they already own the service and they like the service and it's done good for them and their families, it's really easy for them to give you a recommendation or give you of who to talk to within that certain company in order to set the appointment and do your deal. The second thing I'd say about prospecting is follow your dollar. That's a huge door opener in this business, is following your own dollar. Every place that you do business at, they don't have to allow you to have a payroll account or a payroll slot, but they do owe you the right to listen to you. Because, you know, I can get my clothes cleaned at many different places. As a matter of fact, here in Ada, there's a place right down on Mississippi. They clean my clothes and I asked him for a presentation. He said, you know, I had prepaid years ago, and I don't think it would be good for us. And I said, well, I'd really just like to sit down and show it to you and let you make up your own decision to see what we're doing now and the exciting things that Prepaid Legal has to offer for you and your business. And he just flat out would not give me the time, so I do not have my clothes clean there anymore. And, you know, I spend probably $50 a week doing dry cleaning. I think that was a big mistake on his part not to just to listen. If they would have just given me the time to listen to my presentation, then I would probably continue to get my clothes clean there. But right down the street, not two blocks away, they did listen. They did give me a payroll slot, and that's where I do my business with now. So follow your dollar. Where do you buy your groceries? Where do you get your clothes cleaned? Where do you buy gas? I mean, all these places that you do business with, where do you buy your cars? You know, they owe you the right to listen to what you say. So definitely follow your dollar. Another great prospecting tool that Stephanie and I use, a lot of the local papers here in Oklahoma, every single day they do a spotlight on a local business. I know the state paper does it, and we subscribe to a lot of local papers, and they spotlight a local business. The business owner, how many employees they have, where they're located, and everything. It just kind of gives them a brief overview, spotlighting that company. And, you know, we take that paper every day, and then we call that company and congratulate them on their write-up in that particular paper. And, you know, we set a lot of appointments just because we were thanking them for them being exposed in the local paper. So that's a great way for doing the prospecting. You know, I have a section here that's called Getting Rich in Group Marketing. And, you know, after you perfect your presentation, after you've opened up a lot of small groups and you've actually you've proven yourself in group marketing that this is something you can do and this is something that you want to do, a great way to expand your business and to duplicate yourself and to never run out of leads or where to go is when I cold call, and I really don't like to just cold call on companies. It's not something I do, but I don't mind contacting a company and ask them who handles their benefits, you know, who handles your supplemental benefits, who is your broker. And you can do this at the beginning. I went back to my old companies or my first groups, and I asked them who handled their other benefits, and they would give me a name. And then I would go to that person, and I would say, hey, I understand that you handle the accident or, temporary disability or whatnot for ABC company. And they say, sure. And I say, well, that's great. We've been offering prepaid legal in there, and the employees seem to like it, and it's really receptive. Do you think that some of your other clients would be just as receptive to this great benefit as they were? Well, for one, you've already established that, yes, this account that they could have had themselves is offering this benefit, so you can go through them to get into their other client base, their other businesses that they service, and that's a door opener, because group marketing is 100% about developing and maintaining relationships. Well, if you can already go to the people that already have the relationships established, it is very easy. You don't have to do the credibility factor, because they already have the credibility, they already have the relationship with that company. So you can go to that broker, you can go to that benefits person, and that already has the connections, and work through them to their client. Can you hear me?
We've got a major malfunction, Jeremy. I'm working with you out there. I'm sorry. Can you hear me, Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Okay, now go ahead. I think I've got that corrected. I apologize.
Okay. It's a wild call tonight, guys. Where was I, Dad?
I was with the operator. I apologize.
Okay. Anyway, you can go to those your existing groups and find out who their brokers are and work through them and get into their client base. And for one, you can do it one of two ways. Either you can recruit them as an associate and they go and do it themselves, or, I have literally dozens of agents, independent agents and brokers out there that I'm their prepaid legal guy. So when they get a new account, they automatically call me and I go in and I do it. And then I have some that I've actually became successful group marketers themselves. And in either way, it's fine, because you're getting business that might have taken you months or weeks or even years to get into, and I don't mind getting 50% of something as opposed to 100% of nothing. And plus, if you bring them on your team, sure, you're doing a split with them, but you're still overriding that split. So, it's a win-win situation. I think I said earlier, the group marketing is all about relationships and developing, cultivating those relationships. And, one account, when you're just starting out, say, well, it only had 10 people. Yeah, it had 10 people today, but what about 90 days from now, or 6 months from now, or 9 months from now, or a year from now? How many new people are they going to have? How many of those 10 no longer work there? How many of those 10 do they have to replace? So one group is a continuous flow of income. I have some accounts that I service every week. I have some accounts I service every month. I have some accounts that I service every 90 days. I have some accounts I service every 6 months. I have some accounts that I service on a yearly basis. But, as you build up your book of business over a period of time, there is never a month that Stephanie and I don't have accounts to call on that we haven't called on in the previous 90 days or 6 months ago or a year ago, but we have them spaced out where every single month we have a new place to go that is an existing book of business for us. And so that just generates that reoccurring membership production, and I have some accounts I go to every week now. And that's just that continual, those memberships just continually roll in. I have a lot of accounts that I get apps in the mail every month from accounts out there, but it's taking a period of time to grow that book of business. But if you'll grow that book of business and you'll do it properly and you'll service it properly and be professional and cultivate and develop those relationships, you'll be their guy. I have one particular account of mine that I've went through four HR directors. I've went through three vice presidents, but I'm still their prepaid legal guys because I developed a relationship with the people at the top. When it comes Christmas time, they're on my Christmas list. I send them stuff. I stay in contact with those companies, with those people and those HR directors or those presidents or those CEOs to make sure that no matter what transition that business is in, I'm still the prepaid legal guy. And, you know, by doing that, I've seen other companies with other benefits and that does nothing that we do, but they come and they go, but we stick and stay because, one, we have a product and service that is unmatched. There's nothing out there to compete with it. And number two is because of the relationships that you develop with those business owners. And if you'll do that, guys, you'll always have a continuously flow of income. You'll have somewhere to go every month while you're processing for new accounts because the old stuff is great, but the new stuff's even better. The old stuff eventually, you know, a lot of my accounts now, they have 90% participation or 95% participation or 100% participation. Well, it's really hard when you go back every 6 months or a year when everybody's already got it. So there's not that. So you need that new blood. You need that new business out there, those new prospecting. And getting that new business, you know, now I very rarely just go and cold call on an account. I work strictly through third parties, strictly through the relationships I've developed with other brokers, other benefits people out there within the state of Oklahoma, within the state of Texas, within my region that, you know, I work through them and their contacts and their relationships. And I've went from broker to broker to broker. I went through a broker to get to another broker to get to another broker to get to another broker. And all I'm doing is just tapping all of their current books of business and new books of business. And so I continuously opening up new accounts without me actually having to go out there and do the cold calling. But I couldn't have gotten to that point had I not, first of all, been good at what we do, and that is learning the presentation inside and out. When they say you have 15 minutes to do it, being able to do it in 15 minutes. When you're sitting down with that decision maker, can you concisely in a short amount of time explain to them how our products and services can benefit them and their companies? And if you get really good at that, you will never run out of contacts and never run out of where to go, because when you approach these brokers and you approach these independent agents out there and you conduct yourself in a professional manner and know what you're talking about, they're going to believe in you, and they're going to trust you with their client base because they know that you know what you're doing and how you're doing it, and plus you make them a lot of money too. So with that, Dad, do you have any questions?
Well, just, you know, I talked to you just at the very beginning about the upcoming APT, and we have a lot of people that attend that. What is the importance of that, Jeremy, to you from a group side or any side as far as that goes?
Well, you know, the APT is something that, you know, we've tried to do here in our local markets for many years, and I'm glad that the last few years we've been doing it company-wide because, you know, you need to get that advanced product training. Now, you know, we have the best tools that is in the entire network marketing industry. There's not a better. We have the best tools, but sooner or later, somebody's got to be able to explain what our membership does and how it protects people. And you need to at the APTs, you hear it from the people that are actually moving the memberships. You hear it from the people that are marketing memberships, and you're learning from the best of the best. And you know, the number one thing when you go to, you know, when you become an associate, you know, we've always said that, you know, get into business used to be fast start. Now it's systems training. You got to go to your systems training. It's just mandatory. You've got to go to that first group school that's available, and you can't miss an APT. You know, we've been doing APTs now for how many years? 3 years? Three?
I believe that's right, yeah.
3 years. In 3 years, I haven't missed an APT. And, you know, I know Ken Moore hasn't missed an APT. I know you haven't missed an APT. And, you know, if Ken and Randy Moore haven't missed an APT after, you know, almost 40 years plus experience in prepaid legal, that ought to tell the new people on this call how important APTs are to your own business. I think that speaks for itself. So,
Well, I agree, Jeremy, and you know, you don't always hear the same speaker at the APTs. It's not always the same trainer, so you can hear the same message from a different messenger and get something out of it a lot of times.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you being on the call tonight. You did an awesome job. I want to remind everybody at 9 p.m. Central that, which is about 30 minutes from now, we will be doing our special more Success Team Leadership Call that we do every Monday night. Tonight you will hear from Mr. Chris Hughes. He's a Platinum II Executive Director, a $100,000 ring earner. He's doing a phenomenal job. He's grown a huge team. He's a great network marketing person, and for you that are interested in that aspect of the business, you definitely need to be on. But he also understands the value of recruiting to the different marketplaces like the small business marketplace, the group marketing division, all the different ones, so he can have a well-rounded team. And he's got some great information to share with everyone tonight. He just got back from a special training with Mr. Jeff Olson, and he's going to share a lot of that information with our team tonight. So I want to encourage you that are on the call to make a few phone calls, get you and your team on that call. You don't want to miss out on anything as far as the next call. So, again, we look forward to hearing from everybody. Mr. Jeremy Moore, great job, great information. You're doing a phenomenal job. We appreciate you very much, and thank you so much for being our special group trainer tonight.
Thank you.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and close this call and let you get ready for the next call. Good night, everyone.